Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Previously on Blackout.
Breaking news. This does appear to be a major situation with national security implications.
That's weird. Power's out.
What are we celebrating?
A long weekend in the woods together without the tyranny of social media to distract us.
I watched what appeared to be an Air Force fighter jet just crashing and exploding into Jericho Mountain. So clearly, we are we're dealing with something, some kind of national crisis here.
Jesus, the pilot. We can't just let him die out there.
People just need to get used to talking face to face again.
Guys, get over here. He has a pulse.
Cold? It's cold. What's with the pear soup on the stove?
I'm canning them.
A little early for chopping wood, no?
Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you?
I meant early in the season.
Well, it was freezing last night and we have no heat.
All right, well, let me help you.
I got it.
You okay?
I'm fine. How's your shoulder?
It's a little sore, actually, but it's not too bad. Weirdest thing happened last night. This guy called in.
Yeah, a lot of weird things happened last night.
What's gotten into you?
You disappeared! The phones are dead, Simon. The fridge is gone bad. I can't get a hold of our son. You got shot yesterday. There are swamp Yankees patrolling the streets. And yeah, I heard the caller. It was really fucking creepy. I am worried about you, Simon. I am worried about all of us.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure out.
You know what? I don't understand. I don't. For years, you have complained about your job. You have hated being a DJ. What, now you're running off for a fireside chat?
I did not run off.
I need you here, Simon.
Okay. Can the both of us just calm down for 1 second?
I am calm.
You're wielding an axe. Look. I'm sorry I scared you, but we're not the only ones searching for answers here. I just felt like I need to help, you know?
I have to finish the pears.
Carla! What the hell is that?
What?
That.
Oh, that's a Winchester 70.
Where did you get it?
It was my dad's.
I thought we always agreed not to keep guns in the house.
Well, I've been keeping it down cellar, so... Technically, that's not really the house.
Mm. Since when?
Since forever. We can't be too careful right now. Okay? Not with the way things are.
You know, I'd never let anything happen to you or the kids.
Jesus, it is not that easy.
Of course it is.
Come on, Simon. You cannot be that naive. Randy and Todd last night? Their tone?
I'm not afraid of Beavis and Butthead. Not at all.
Yeah, well, what about the caller? How did he know it was your shoulder?
That I don't know.
The powers that be around here have gotten very good at keeping a lid on things, okay? But there's a lot of deep-rooted shit in this town.
What powers that be?
There's all kinds of conspiratorial stuff that goes on in the North Country. It's been that way since I was a kid. You've got the whack jobs over in Littleton, the whatever Masons down in Gorham.
The Illuminati in our breakfast cereal.
God, you know what? People who end up here, they're either born here or they're running from something. And the second type of person, that's who you need to be worried about. Because those people, they are attracted to chaos.
What are you saying? The people in Berlin had something to do with the blackout?
Who knows? Okay, but what I do know is that there are definitely people here who will exploit it the longer the power is out. I mean, Jesus. You saw how fast I went from academic to commie sympathizer. What happens if it gets worse, Simon? What happens if the lid comes off?
QCO presents Blackout in association with Endeavor Audio.
She knew something worse was coming even then. I mean, I couldn't totally see it, or maybe I didn't want to.
You guys, I gotta take a break. This pilot's wicked heavy. Why do they have to wear so much shit?
Because it's cool.
Sorry, Jade, but we can't stop now. We've barely made it a mile.
We're lost. What difference does it make?
She's right, Hunter. We have no clue where we're going. Great, the parachute ripped.
It's fine, Kira. Just grab the other corner.
Yeah, Kira. Oh, it's great. No problems here. Just dragging a pilot through the woods is all.
God, these fucking bugs. This seriously could not get any worse. Lincoln, if you say one word, I swear to God I'm gonna scream.
Okay. There's nothing we can do about the weather. Let's just push on and try to get him to safety.
How is he still knocked out?
Maybe he's dead.
Oh, God.
He's not dead.
I don't know. Looks kind of stiff to me. Jay, check his pulse.
I want to go home.
Is everything a joke to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
This is serious, Lincoln. For once, would it kill you to be a part of a solution?
Oh, okay, Coach. Sure thing.
Dick.
What was that?
I said Dick.
Stop it, both of you.
You're the one who got us into this mess. I mean, who the fuck put you in charge anyway? First you get us all lost, now we're dragging a corpse through the fucking mud.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
We can't just leave it.
Watch me.
Hey! Hey, get back here!
Oh, what? What are you gonna do, Mr. All-Star?
Get out of my face, Lincoln!
Move! Let me check him out. Still breathing. What now?
We keep moving. You good with that, tough guy?
Whatever, fuck off.
Catastrophe isn't always what you think it is. It doesn't always explode or demolish or wipe out in an instant. It doesn't tell you when to pack up and leave. Sometimes catastrophe is just, it's a slow boil. And you don't know that you're sitting in the pot until it's too late.
Hey guys, do you see that?
Ew, is that a shithouse or a cabin?
Who cares?
Who the hell lives all the way out here?
Oh, fuck.
That's far enough.
So sorry to bother you, sir, but we're lost.
You're trespassing is what you are. Now turn around and keep walking.
This man needs medical attention immediately. If we could just use your phone.
Phone? Easy, girl. How long have you been out here?
Since yesterday.
No kidding. What you got there? A parachute?
His plane crashed, sir.
I think I heard something about that. It was an Army jet, right?
Air Force. F-22 Raptor.
What do you know? A pilot.
Wow. You put that together yourself, did you?
Jesus, Lincoln.
This fucking guy.
You know, you should be careful out here. A lot could go wrong, what with nobody around.
Yeah. I'm starting to see that.
I'm Dale. And this is my place. What I say goes. You got that?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at you, smart mouth.
Yeah, got it.
Well, you kids must be soaked through. I got whiskey inside.
Thank you.
Whiskey's great.
Thank you so much.
Don't mention it. Oh, and bring your friend there.
Hello, North Country. This is Simon Itani with your daily dose of homegrown rock and local news. It's October 1st. The power's been out for 24 hours, but Berlin is staying strong. Don't miss the town hall today at 4 o'clock in the Community Center Auditorium. Our community leaders will be handing out batteries and blankets and taking all of your questions. So hit me up on 15 for requests, info, or if you just got something to say. It sounds very 19th century, I know, but town hall meetings are a way of life in New Hampshire. They're kind of our thing. Every 4 years, we gather up and down the state in community centers, high school gyms, grimy pubs, or wherever else there's enough space to size up and interrogate the presidential candidates who come to town, desperately seeking our votes in the first-in-the-nation primary. And when it's not primary season, town halls are a way of fostering community. But in times of crisis, they can become cesspools of tribalism.
It's hot in here, Simon.
Mom, I'm gonna go see if they need more chairs.
Hurry back, Iz.
Just try to relax, Carla.
Is that Lincoln's dad?
Great. Rick the prick.
He might know something about the boys. Excuse me, sorry. Hi, Rick. Rick, hi.
What?
Have you heard any news from the boys?
Don't worry. I changed their diapers before they left.
Ow. Hey there, Rick.
It's just, I'm sure you understand my concern. They might not realize what's happening here. If they've tried to call, they haven't been able to get through. And
Whoa, there, little lady. You're starting to make my head hurt.
Excuse
me? The only concern of Lincoln's is playing hockey and chasing tail.
Wow, okay, yeah. That's very, very interesting.
And my only concern is keeping the generators running at Northern Correctional so the 654 convicted felons I'm responsible for don't walk out the front gate. So forgive me, sweetie pie, if I don't got time to babysit your fucking kid.
Listen, asshole. You have
been... Okay, it was nice seeing you, Rick. I'm sure the boys are fine. Good luck with your criminals.
Are you insane?
Let go of me.
What are you doing? You're picking a fight with a prison guard? Look at this guy. He's got more visible scars than teeth.
Hey, guys. You okay?
Fine.
I don't want you running off again, Iz, okay?
Hear ye, hear ye.
I didn't know Madeline was on the city council.
This meeting will come to order. All councilors are present and accounted for. I now yield the floor to our illustrious mayor, Walter LaForge.
Merci. Thank you, Madeline. Bienvenue. Welcome. Since the founding of our great state...
When is the power coming back on?
Since the founding of our great state, the people of New Hampshire have ingrained in themselves liberty, justice, and above all, independence.
How much of the state is without power?
While we cannot confirm or deny the extent of the blackout, we do know that the following metropolitan areas are affected. Concord, Portland, Manchester, Nashua, and Boston. We cannot yet confirm the cause of the blackout. My fellow Berliners, salvation lies on the path forward. Now, we don't know how long this will go on, so we must organize our resources. Canned goods and bottled water will be made available on a limited basis. Also, we request that you restrict vehicle usage to a minimum in an effort to conserve gas. This includes ATVs. In addition, we are asking all citizens to donate their generators to the hospital and the old folks' home. We're doing the best we can with what we have. When we know more, you'll know more.
This is bullshit.
Izzy.
Somebody shot Dad. Why are they not talking about that?
Because they don't care.
What about the cell tower? Well, somebody was there yesterday, right before the power went out.
You still whining about getting clipped, Simon?
No, I... Listen, we just want answers. Maybe the tower's a good place to start.
The who's and the whys don't matter here. It's about the what. The what we're gonna do to move forward. Now, that may not be the answer you want, but it's the one you need. It boils down to one perfect idea. Live free...
And there it is.
...or die. This is our chance to make the state motto actually mean something. It's just us now.
What about FEMA?
Screw FEMA. There is no FEMA. In Berlin, we take care of our own.
That's right. That's right. It's back to basics, my friends. We went thousands of years without electricity. We'll go thousands more.
This is bullshit.
Are we really so weak that we can't get by without technology? Whatever happened to self-reliance?
Yes, yes, Mrs. Borchard makes an excellent point. However, as may I can assure you, that just because the entire Eastern power grid is down...
What Mr. LaForge means to say is...
What I mean to say is what I'm saying, which is that the grids are all down. And yes, and, the, well, the Eastern, the Western, the Texas interconnection, they've been wiped out. Whether or not it's spread to Canada is anyone's guess.
Canada might be out too. Hunter, oh my God. He must be terrified, Simon.
I know.
What does that mean?
It means I'm going to get your brother.
Evening, Mayor.
Jesus, Madeline. What are you doing at my house?
Got a favor to ask you.
It's late.
Well, seeing as how you messed up, I figure you owe me.
What are you talking about messed up? I didn't mess up.
You had one job to do, reassure the sheeple that they can actually survive without Googling how to eat and breathe. What did you do? You told them all three grids are down. Nice work there, Mayor.
I had a responsibility to tell the people of my town the truth.
Your town? Don't forget who put you in office, Walter. Elections don't rig themselves.
What do you want from me?
Well, I might have to cover for you with the higher-ups if they get wind of your little brain fart. If that happens, I can't be empty-handed.
I thought Dale was a contact. We're just pawns.
Ah, don't kid yourself, hon. You ain't even on the chessboard. Dale relies on me for information, and they rely on him. So here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna put those military connections you love bragging about to use.
Now, I may have exaggerated a bit there, Madeline. I used to play poker with a few army buddies.
Well, then it shouldn't be too hard for you to find out what they know.
About what?
The fighter plane that crashed into Jericho Mountain.
Why? What does that have to do with the blackout?
When have you ever seen a jet doing a low flyby over Berlin?
Well, never, I guess.
Very good, Walter. There's hope for you yet. Now, that plane took off after the blackout. What was it doing? And what made it crash? Got it? I want to know what we're walking into when he wakes up.
When who wakes up?
The pilot, you idiot.
The pilot's alive? Where is he?
Where do you think?
Good God, no. Is that crazy woodchuck holding a United States Air Force pilot hostage in his cabin?
You know, now that I think about it, it's probably better you don't know these things.
Why?
Because you don't got the stomach for it.
Who are you people?
Have a nice night, Mayor.
The truth is that we had no idea who they were. Neither did the kids. And out there in the woods, they were so vulnerable.
Can't sleep?
No. You gonna make it?
Don't know yet.
What is that, Morse code?
Mm-hmm.
You're really fucking old, you know that?
Of course. I weep for the future.
You got any more whiskey?
Something better. Here.
Oh. Holy fuck. I think my throat just died.
Got a still out back.
Of course you do. So, Dale, how'd you know about the power going out? It's not like you got electricity here.
Rigged it to a car battery. Got a friend in town with another one.
Right. But how'd you get the information about the blackout?
Kid, this is information. And unlike all your swipes and clicks, nobody's spying. Huh.
So are people freaking out or what? How long is it supposed to last?
You know what I like most about this machine?
No, but I got a feeling you're gonna tell me.
It's a feat of human ingenuity. Steady, dependable, self-reliant, but not showy. A lot like New Hampshire.
You're from New Hampshire?
Pennsylvania, just outside Pittsburgh.
Yeah, what's that like?
They've seen better days. Used to be a factory town, till the factories closed.
Man, I hear that.
30 years I worked in steel. Then poof, gone. They call it redevelopment, but that's just a fancy word for you're fucked. It's a crime what was done to my town, stripped of its dignity.
Is that why you came up here?
Something like that.
I don't know if you noticed, but there ain't no work here either.
Sure there is. We've just lost sight of what work really means. Take this place, for example. I tend my land, I feed my animals, repair what needs fixing. I eat what I kill. That's the only kind of work that makes you whole.
I guess so.
What about you, son? Your people always been from New Hampshire?
Shit, yeah. My granddad worked at the paper mill. His dad, too. My pops, he didn't know what to do with it closing down and all. He's a god up at the prison now, and he fucking hates it.
No dignity. That's why this whole country's gone to shit.
So what's the answer? A two-room cabin and a barrel of hooch?
Maybe, maybe not. This much I know. The modern world is not your friend. It's full of holes, empty. Sure, it can be easy, make you feel good. But its priorities are all out of whack. It breaks down too much, and then what? What's really there when the dust settles, and the only person left is the one staring back at you in the mirror?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hello?
Welcome to Colebrook, friend. Headed north, I see.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't have to watch the windshield.
It's the least I could do.
I notice your lights are off. I take it you don't have a generator for the pumps?
No can do, friend. No can do. Wouldn't matter anyhow. They already came for the gas.
Who did?
Everyone. Locals, baddies, leaf peepers, scared moms and dads. But just took it. Want me to get you side windows?
No. That's not really necessary. How many people exactly have come through here?
Everyone. Check your ties.
No, thank you.
So, what's your destination, friend?
I'm going to the border.
Sure is a beautiful drive this time of year. Man, oh man. Hope you got enough gas to get home, though.
I'm sure I'll find some in Quebec.
Oh, you can't go to Canada.
What?
No. Bad idea.
Then. Why?
Too many people on the road. They pass through here, and then I see them coming right back. Through and then back.
Well, why would they come back?
Check your oil gauge if you want. Not that I got any oil.
No. Just please answer me.
I'm feeling sad now. So's... I'm gonna go inside. You take care of yourself, friend.
What the hell's going on? People say it's the little things that matter, right? The details we sometimes miss. I call them warning signs now. Yeah. Catastrophe is subtle. It's patient. It's right there. It's begging you to pay attention, but you don't. Because as bad as it might be, you can't possibly imagine it'll get worse.
Save me, 'cause the blackout's coming. We'll be in the fire's light. Baby, when the blackout comes, we'll be fighting off the night. So don't get burned, your mother warned you. Try to get your stories right. Maybe when the blackout comes, we'll be finally living right. We'll be finally living right.
Hey, this is Scott Conroy, writer and creator of Blackout. If you like what you're listening to, please help us get the word out by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and sharing with your friends. You can find us on Apple Podcasts as well as on EndeavorAudio.com. Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon Atani. Additional casts include Chloe Brooks as Carla Atani, Seychelle Gabriel as Izzy Atani, T.C. Carter as Hunter Atani, Ian O'Brien as Lincoln, Giselle Damier as Jade, Caroline Newton as Kira, Valerie Spencer as Madeline, Jay Pennick as Mayor LaForge, Bradley Wind as Rick, Aaron Hendry as the attendant, and James Wellington as Dale. Blackout is created by Scott Conroy, written by Scott Conroy, Nina Baker, and Katrina Albright. Directed by Sean Christensen, edited by Sean Christensen, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh. Sound supervision and design by Brandon Jones. Engineered and mixed by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Original score and composition by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh. Script coordinators Kevin Haney and Tess Ryan. Recorded at Todd AO Studios. Additional recording at Salt Audio. In the Fire's Light is written and performed by John Stuart Newman, Noah Gersh, and Jamie Sheffman. Casting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Blackout is produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, and Fred Berger. Executive produced by Dave Easton and Hannah Cope. Artwork by Gravillis Inc. Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.